Niamh Gallagher, look, you've retained senior status, which is what you're coming in for, but I mean, you got 8 points on the board yourself, so good day out.
It was a very good day out. It was very important for us to stay in senior championship today. We went in with the mindset today that it was so important for us to stay in senior championship, not only for our team, but for the teams coming through in later years. We want them to still be in senior championship. And as our team is quite young, it's really important for us to be playing the top teams, and we want to be up there with the top teams.
I suppose that's, I was just talking to James there, and he mentioned the same thing. Like, if you know, you've out of your 32 or so, you've got 20 who are teenagers. It's a great kind of number for the future.
It is a great number for the future, and like, a lot of us have played together for a number of years throughout the underage teams, which has really brought us together, and we understand each other's playing style and how we play together and what works well with each other. And I think, like, as we get older now, we'll bond even more and we'll link together even more as players, which will be great coming through.
I think I was watching you there, and you got some lovely scores, like, you know, both feet. I was trying to figure it out what foot you were, because both were just as accurate. But look, some of that play was amazing. But of course, like, the team behind you is everything as well.
Yeah, the team's so important to us, and like, making sure them passes are 100% and the ball stick is so important for us. And we can continuously say it throughout that the 100% passing needs to be on. Once we have our basics right, it's so important. And I think having been able to have both feet is such an advantage. My dad always told me to practice with my weaker foot, so I'm not just one foot dominant. Like,
look, it was a tough game. It was a hot day. You know, you got your water break. So I think the important thing for ye was kind of, you set a good tempo for the game. Do you know, there was, nobody was panicking, nobody was rushing, even when it was getting close at the end, Leitrim winning kickouts. You all just kind of took it in your stride.
Yeah, it was so important for us. We said, you know, we'll go for 15, we get a wee break, we go for 15 again, and then it's half time. And each half we said we need to go out and dominate for the first 10 minutes, set the tone for us and get us settled as a team too, which is really important for us.
So I suppose at half time, look, you're 5 points up, it was a 6 point win in the end. Like, what did James say at half time? Kind of, because he came out absolutely firing, like Niamh, Suzanne, and Mia, just points, bang, bang, bang.
And we were told that, like, we knew that Leitrim was going to come out in that second half with fires in their belly, and they were going to be going from the start too, because they had that slight bit of breathe as well. So we knew that we had to make sure that our passing, our shooting was all 100%. And I think setting the tone for us from the start was really important, and pushing on, and not to put our heads down at all, to keep continuously going. And even though it is hot, it's hot for them too, to push for 15, we'll get a wee water break and then go again.